AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A Ukrainian delegation is in Geneva today for another round of U.S. brokered talks with Russian officials. There was no anticipation of any significant progress on ending the war at the Tuesday through Wednesday meeting in Switzerland, as both sides appear to be sticking to their negotiating positions on key issues. This despite the U.S. setting a June deadline to reach a settlement. The future of Ukrainian land that Russia occupies or still covets is a central issue. Next week is the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Hungary meeting with the country's Prime Minister Viktor Orban to discuss a civilian nuclear deal. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orbán ahead of elections in 2 months. And U.S. conservatives admire Orbán's hard line on immigration and LGBTQ plus rights. I'm Karen Shamas.
Opening statements are expected today in the trial of Colin Gray. His teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at a Georgia high school in September of 2024. The case is one of several around the U.S. where prosecutors are trying to hold parents responsible after their children are accused in fatal shootings. At the Milan Cortina Games in Italy, Norway is leading the way with 27 medals, followed by Italy with 22. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Former President Barack Obama is shutting down some alien buzz after comments he made in a lightning round of questions with podcast host Brian Tyler Cohen.
Are aliens real?
They're real, but I haven't seen them, and they're not being kept in, what is it?
Area 51.
Area 51. There's no underground facility, unless there's this enormous conspiracy, and they hid it from the President of the United States.
Those comments got social media buzzing. Now in an Instagram post, Obama says that his answer was in the spirit of the speed round questioning and says that statistically, the universe is so vast that the odds are good there's life out there, adding that he saw no evidence during his presidency that extraterrestrials have made contact with us, ending his comments with the word really with an exclamation point. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.